Parshat Tzav continues the discussion about karbonos and the various halachos surrounding karbonos and how they're performed. And we find in Parshat Tzav the mitzvah of nosar that requires that any meat that is left over after the time of consumption has passed, it must be burnt. There's a certain amount of standard times for karbonos, for shlamim, and after the time that one can eat it, if it's left over, you have to burn it. Bayom HaShlishi Ba'ishi Sarif. The Sefer HaChinuch suggests two reasons that underlie this obligation to burn leftover meat. First, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is to preserve the dignity of the karbon. Meat naturally decays over time. The Torah, therefore, is commanding us that leftover meat be burned before it becomes spoiled, before it becomes undignified. He then suggests another idea, that the nosar, the reason we don't eat meat leftover past its time, that we have to burn it, is because we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the one who provides for our needs. The Torah urges us that, of course, we should have responsibility and an achrayus in securing a livelihood and planning for the future and making a parnasa. But at the same time, we obviously are confident and have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's providing us. The Torah's commandment, a little bit like the idea of of the leftover mun, which wouldn't be left over, that you only collected a certain amount, that it wasn't extra or wasn't any less, that the Torah's commandment to burn leftover meat of karbanos was conveying this message that we have to balance this approach, both that it's our responsibility, that it's our job, and at the same time that it's ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's in control. But Rav Yehuda Leib Ginsberg and his Yalkut Yehuda suggests another reason, that at some point it becomes gross that this meat is in your possession. The Torah is requiring of us to destroy any of that meat before it becomes repulsive is a courtesy and a sensitivity to those around us. Chazal speak in many places about acting repulsively. It's not nice to have meat that is beginning to decay, to spoil, to become repulsive around others. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have spoiled food. When it comes to karbanos, when it comes to kedusha, when it comes to the beauty of Avodas Hashem, specifically there, says the Yalkut Yehuda, we want to make sure that it is maintaining its most pristine performance. And we want to show the beauty of everything that we are offered and not the undignified and the spoiled aspects of it. So whether it's relying on Hashem or how we perform the mitzvot, the idea of nosar is more than just karbanos and something that affects our day-to-day lives and our own Avodas Hashem.